Chapter 1. Forward. Close your eyes.
Now close your eyes and lean back in your chair and imagine all the magic that's in the air. Santa Claus is now preparing to deliver all his toys, going all around the world to all girls and boys. Now imagine Santa Claus with his usual crew, then wonder if he might recruit another two. As you ponder this on a dark Christmas Eve, Boofus and Goofus magically burst upon the scene. In my mind's eye, I can imagine daddies and mommies reading the legend of Boofus and Goofus to their young children by the fireplace or as a bedtime story. I can imagine the parents explaining the story to their kids as they visualize the happenings through the action cartoons. I can just hear in my mind's ear a little girl asking her daddy, "What shenanigans?" Along with enjoying the story as the parents define the big words to their children, this can be a learning experience for each child and will help them to expand their vocabulary. I believe older children and teenagers might find some of the situations and pranks interesting and get a kick out of the ensuing outcomes. Of course, these pranks and practical jokes only pertain to reindeer and should not be construed to apply to or tried on humans. I think even adults might get a kick on hearing a new twist on an old story as they read the verses and see the cartoons regarding the escapades and eventual success of an unlikely pair. Maybe they can relate this story to some of the innuendos of their past and their life on a human level. I expect kids from 3 to 93 might get a kick out of Boofus's and Goofus's story, as told in this book, depicting their rise from an ornery pair to Santa's helpers and defenders. Now they are in a position of honor and trust. However, I suspect Santa just may be peeking out of the corner of his eye just in case, someday, these two might fall from grace. Anyway, it was fun writing this story about Boofus and Goofus. I hope as you read this story, hear the music, see the pictures, and the new additions to Christmas decorations, it will be fun for you as well. I think there is a little bit of children in all of this. So no matter what age you are, maybe you might let your mind wander, and maybe, just maybe, in your mind, you might get lost somewhere in the vast North Pole and become entranced with the story as I did. Even though this Christmas story involving Santa and his reindeer relates primarily to kids, the story tries to incorporate aspects and interests which can relate to teenagers and adults as well. Hopefully, there will be something for everyone who reads this book, ranging from fantasy to reality. At Christmas time, we can have fun with the fairy tale aspects, but we should never forget the true, real meaning of Christmas.